And here we are in the studio and testing. Microphones sounding good, nice and clear.
Yes.
Sitting next to me is Naomi Jansen.
Hi, Stephen.
And sitting next to Naomi Jansen
is Eilish Bouchier.
Hey, hello.
Hi, Eilish.
Ms. Bouchier.
Welcome back for week three.
Nice to see you guys again.
It's lovely to have you here. It's lovely to have you here. And if anyone hasn't listened to the pre-sessions for the last 2 weeks, we've been raving about how nice it is to have Eilish in the studio with us.
I know.
And instead of beaming in still lovely too. When people, you know, we see them on Skype, it's just that extra dimension to have a warm body in the studio with
yeah,
us.
Really
and nice. It's wonderful. It's just so great to hang out with you guys.
Thank you.
Well, we've been enjoying hanging out with you and loving your meditation. So anybody listening who hasn't had a chance to jump into One Mind Live and listen to those, you have some really some treats in store. I'm sure today's meditation will be just as fabulous as the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to do them. And so we were going to, you know, right before we talked, turned on the mic, you know, we always kind of start a little bit of just the general talk about what subject we're going to talk about sort of starts to evolve. And I always cut Stephen or, you know, whoever the guest is, in Eilish in this case, off going, don't talk about it until we have the mics turned on, because I don't want to just have to have it feel like regurgitation.
I know. So what are we going to do? What were we holding back on just a few minutes ago?
Well, you were talking about, we started talking about negativity because there's so much right now. People talk about how important it is to be positive, and in tapping, negativity plays a very important role because people are often confronted by the fact that tapping focuses on the negative. And so I thought, and then you had some things you started to say about the importance of how you can interject positivity. And you said something like, I want to do it like the Italians. And that's when I cut you off. So
I believe that we are all creating our worlds in every moment. And so we create our words with our thoughts, our energy, with how we spend our money, with where we spend our time. And particularly, let's focus now on our thoughts and our words. So when you speak, if you're saying negative things, well, what are you creating? What are you putting out and projecting into the world? Because that's how we interact with the world, is through our words. And so a little thing I always say is, end like an Italian. So even if you say, oh my God, I'm having such a dreadful day, you then end with, well, I know that once I get this done, everything's going to be better, you know, and you can even end with saying, oh, I'm going to take 5 minutes and go out and walk in the beautiful sunshine or the fantastic rain. And so the universe hears that and it feels that positive energy, because the Italians, everything ends in a vowel.
Does every Italian word end in a vowel?
Pretty much.
Really? And so an vowel is upbeat.
Yes.
No, that goes da da.
Da. It's always the E's, it's not even the does.
I never thought of vowels as positive, but interesting.
Well, it's ending in an up, so just, you know.
It ends up in an up, so yes. It's a positive. Nope.
Well,
up it goes.
You can think of it as your tennis racket, you know, where, you know, you scoop it up and you're lifting life up.
It's funny because Canadian, just the Canadian accent ends on a question. A lot of things. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Yeah. And Australian, what's that?
Well, it does a little up. You know what I mean?
It goes da da da.
Dinner.
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 They don't bother with the end of words in Australia.
We just cut it in half.
Everything is abbreviated. Yeah.
Okay, so I wonder if vowels are positive because mantras, like I remember a meditation audio series by Wayne Dyer, the late Dr. Wayne Dyer, and he talked about like things like the and then
Well, you know, there's the nod, and in Kundalini Yoga, there's the nod, which is the science of sound. And this is really important, is that we've got 84 meridians at the roof of our mouths. And so every time you are speaking, you are hitting the roof of your mouth and you are programming your brain. So which way would you like to program it?
Ooh, I like that.
You know, it's like tapping with your tongue on a particular...
Yes, exactly. And I was having a conversation.
This is why you do the tongue mudra.
Absolutely, yes. You hit the roof of your mouth with behind your upper teeth.
Mm.
And I was having a conversation one day with somebody about language, and I was saying, oh, I love Spanish, you know, and I love Italian and I love French. And they were saying, oh, I love German. And I was saying, oh, I don't know about German. And it's, we all have a different vibration. Mm-hmm. And so all of those languages have a different vibration. And so when you think of it, then you can begin to understand that even there's cultural conditioning, that different countries and different people who speak in a different way, because they're all rattling that tongue around in a different way.
That's so interesting. So
the power of words. I mean, the American Indians were also really big about, you know,
mantra, which is mind wave.
Exactly. And also the good old word of have you done your spelling, you know, to actually get your words correct before you utter them.
Oh, spells. Yes.
Spelling.
Oh, it's casting spells.
The structure.
Oh my God, of course, the etymology of spell.
The etymology. There you
are. Mind blown.
So this is why.
I love to cast a spell.
I know. These are why words are so important.
Oh, and, yes. Well, we have in to choose the beginning, there frequency. Was the word.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, we throw around a lot of terms, some that our listeners might not have heard, because, you know, you can't know everything. If you do know everything and you're listening,
unless you're Neil,
get in touch with us. But mudra, tell me what mudra.
Well, mudra is a connection. I mean, I just see it as a completed circuit, but maybe that's...
Well, that's what it is. It's a hand gesture. Mm. And what you're doing is you're sealing one... energy with another. So yes. Our thumb is our ego, our index finger is Jupiter, which is expansion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The next planet is Saturn, which is your middle finger, which Saturn is wisdom.
Off.
Saturn off. And then your ring finger is Venus, which is love.
Mm-hmm.
And then your little finger is Mercury, which is communication.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever have a difficult conversation to have, if you put the nail of your thumb against your little finger, against the tip of your Mercury finger, and hold it for a minute. And then after the minute, you can just relax it and then trust that the words will come.
There you go.
Wow.
So it's seeing your whole body as a circuit board.
Absolutely. Beautifully put.
Yeah.
Okay. We have just covered so much information, and I feel like it just blew past me. I want to go through about five different topics and things that were brought up and make whole shows about each one of them. I don't even know where to start. So going back to can we go back to the roof? But first, like, I just can't resist because it relates so much to tapping, this roof of the mouth thing with the different meridians across. So is that what it is? You have a different meridian kind of arcing across the roof of your mouth.
Yes. And so you have different mantras. So one of them in Kundalini Yoga is Har. So if you go har, 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 you know, so you've got the breath. Har, so it's the connection har, of the breath
and
with the yes, and the sound. So that would be a seed mantra. So Sat, again, a seed mantra. And that's Bij, they call it B-I-J, which is a seed. So you're planting the seeds. So then you're opening something up.
Ooh, Jancy's got her face on.
I'm just this is so delicious. I'm getting brand new information. Mm. I mean, we often talk in deeper ways about information that we already have, but we explore deeper. And this is one of those times when it's actually brand new information. I have to create new shelves in my brain for this.
I believe what we're doing is we're actually remembering, you know, anything that resonates, like you, the way your eyes have opened up and it's like, it's like as if you knew it already, but suddenly it's like, as you say, it's slotting into a new shell.
So an aha moment is more of an oh yeah moment.
Yes.
Yeah, or I remember. Oh, now I remember.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, right. I know.
Where was that stored in my brain?
Yeah, in my field.
Yes.
Might have known it, and it brought it in from another deeper wisdom, or maybe it's like, this is information that's available in the big library.
Absolutely, yes. And that's what we're doing, is that we can access in that infinite field of light, which I talk about, which is beyond your body, mm-hmm. and you can access anything you need to know at any time. And it's like Nick, my partner, last week, he's getting a new kitchen in, and we were talking about it on the Sunday, and on the Monday, who came in to have their car repaired, but the builder who will now put in the kitchen.
Of course.
We spoke about it. We hadn't seen him for months.
That's fantastic. And so now I still have to ask another question about the roof of the mouth thing. Just mm-hmm. one more, I promise. Mm-hmm. In tapping, the meridian points are what we tap on. In the roof of the mouth, I just need to picture, are there meridian lines that run from the back of your teeth to the back of your throat, or are there specific points along the roof of your mouth?
So it basically connects with your pituitary. So it connects with your brain, with that front section of your brain, which I can never remember.
Oh, the whole roof of your mouth does?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So you're going directly. It's your, you know, it's like a shortcut.
But I mean, in terms of the different segments of the roof of your mouth, are the different meridian. Is that what you're saying?
There's different meridians on the roof of your mouth, yes.
And so are those meridian, are they meridian points on the roof of your mouth, or is the whole sections like kind of, it's like piano keys, or are we talking exclamation, like periods?
It's piano keys and exclamation marks.
Okay.
So obviously if you hit it in a different place, you're connecting with something different.
You're doing a chord.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yeah.
Some of the most powerful body work I had done years ago was rolfing. And it was a whole hour and a half where the practitioner had his thumbs inside my mouth and was activating all of those meridian points on the inside of my mouth. It was extremely confronting,
yeah.
Quite painful.
I would have been gagging.
But amazing at the same time.
So when you think about it, I mean, and then an extension of that, what comes to my mind is acupressure. So there's, yeah. you know, there's mm-hmm. pressure points all over your body, but yeah. yes, the roof of your mouth for sound. And that's why mantra, which is mind wave. So basically what you're doing is mm-hmm. you're making a sound that's connecting
to mind.
To your mind.
And that vibration, mm. that frequency or that vibration shapes and organizes matter.
Absolutely. Everything is to do with vibration, you yeah. know, everything.
I was
our
once...
projection.
Well, I discovered in my probably late 20s that I could control physical pain with different tone by doing different toning, and the one that controlled the pain I had from monthly cramps, I could control with a sound that sounded very much like a newborn baby crying.
Oh wow!
And they the cramps
makes total sense.
And I thought newborn babies are crying to kind of they're toning. The crying is a toning to soothe themselves.
And also within Kundalini Yoga, another
Steve
thing
is
that,
so happy right now.
That I've learned is that if you speak from your throat, just mm-hmm. your throat, you sound quite hollow. So mm. just say, my name is Stephen from your throat.
Yeah, my name is Stephen.
Now engage your solar plexus.
My name is Stephen. I can get a deeper. There it is.
It's, and so you're more grounded yeah. in your body. Now say it from your heart.
My name is Stephen.
Warm.
Mm. Open.
And then it sounds more positive.
And if you say it from your mind, just engage just your mind.
My name is Stephen. Oh, it's all thin, isn't it?
Yeah. And so what we want to do is engage,
yeah,
you know, our mind, our heart, and our power center.
Now say it from all of them at once.
I just explode.
Dung, dung, dung! My family is known as the family of, you know, sound effects.
And so in this way, positive and negative is affected by our words. It means so much more that using the words for positive and negative than just having a positive or negative thought. You've got the intoning that comes that creates a positive and negative vibration. You've got on so many different levels, you're creating positivity.
And it's about
words.
The vibration.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you feel it in your body. You know, just say, oh, no, I feel really bad. I mean, it just brings your energy down.
Right.
You can feel it. You can feel the shit. Yeah.
And if you say, but I'm going to go for a really nice walk later, and you say it from your heart.
Yes. Or even if you think of somebody you love, you know, you feel your energy expanding.
Yeah, you can feel it.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right.
And so it's not just feelings all that you're all having. That, no, it's actually going out into the world. And this is what we're saying.
Yeah.
This is,
absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly. And that's the vibration you're sending out into the world. And imagine if everybody was sending out, oh, my God, I'm having a gorgeous day, into the world all at once.
Well, I just have to mention this one little quick thing. I heard Doreen Virtue once talking in when I did the Hay House Writers Workshop thing. And she was talking about the importance of clearing your manuscript of negativity. And she talked about how a book that she had written was not getting any traction. It wasn't attracting any success, any readers, any publishers. And she went and looked through it. I think it came to her in a meditation or something, this message that you've got to remove the negativity. Now, her book was her personal story, and there was a lot of negativity in her personal story and her story of struggle and her journey. So she was confronted with, well, how do I do that and still authentically tell my story? And she realized every single sentence where she described something difficult could be worded in a different way. So she's still describing the reality of what happened, but she's describing it from a higher place.
And bringing it from a place of being empowered.
Yes, and what happened was her book took off, and that was the beginning of her success.
Yeah.
Oh my God, how fantastic.
Yeah.
So she's just changed the shape of things.
She did, but she still told her story. She was still authentic. She wasn't putting a fairy tale spin on it or anything like that. It was still pretty unvarnished. But there was just a different... She took out all the accusation negativity, and she took out... And she was coming at everything from a higher perspective.
So she took full responsibility for the story.
That's right.
And shaped the story.
Well, sentence by sentence, looking at, is there a positive way to say this really painful thing that happened to me, as opposed to the negative way I've said it.
So reshaped it.
Yes, and the whole book took off. Makes total sense.
On that note,
we've... Yeah.
We've gone way over time.
We can't help ourselves. Can't help it. It's so fun.
Okay.
See you guys on the other side.
See you there.